This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You know, I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously, what y'all gonna say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all gonna report that? Are y'all gonna talk about the refs now?
That's DeAndre Hopkins. Number one, let me say this. That's just a stupid thing to say at that moment. Come on, DeAndre, you're better than that. Number two, I don't recall any touchy calls. The hands to the face was hands to the face.
What, the pass interference? I think that's incidental. The hand fighting down the sidelines, is that what you call it?
But when you put his...
But even Pereira said it.
Even though it's incidental, it was hands to the face.
But it's not it's not enough to throw the flag.
I think it was. I thought it was before I saw the flag. I mean, you're completely impeding his ability to make a play on the ball. Whenever you do that... That should be a flag.
They're both hand fighting. There wasn't a push off to gain any ground. Where initially, when I'm watching, I'm going, "Did he push off?" And then you rewatch it, you're going, "Well, no, they didn't." Which makes me wonder why they didn't buzz down and change it, because I didn't think it was a PI.
I thought it was. I thought it was a good call.
I understand that,
but I thought it was a good call. And on top of that, you know, you just lost the Super Bowl 40-22. It had nothing to do with officiating.
No,
so to bring up officiating at that point,
but he hasn't been there long enough to like fans of other teams, and they've dealt with this where it's like, man, here's another call, there's another call, and for the first time in a long time last night, it didn't feel one sided, but yeah, I mean, there at the beginning of the game when you saw it, you're going, man, this can't be. There was another one when we saw the flag on God bless it, the field goal attempt, and we're like, oh, here it goes. Chiefs are going to get another opportunity here. They're going to push them back or whatever. And then all of a sudden you start looking at it going, nope, it's not. This isn't going in their favor. This isn't going in this team's favor. I think sometimes we just get caught up in the moment. I do think the Chiefs have been there so often, and they're a good team. They do get calls. But I don't think anything's the ref's fault going back to any one of these games.
Yeah. No, that game wasn't even an 18-point deficit. It was much bigger than that. It was the final score. So, I mean... Yeah, you want to give the refs credit for it? Okay.
So, and my point is that, Jeremy, let's take our perspective on that call aside.
Yeah.
You got your ass whipped. So to say, what are you going to say about the refs now? The refs had nothing to do with this.
But why is that your first reaction?
That's my point. My whole point is that the refs had, this wasn't a close game where an official's call determined something. It wasn't. If they don't make that call, you still get beat badly.
Yeah, I'm really happy for the fact that I was telling my wife in the moment, I'm like, man, the Eagles are dominating this game, and it's only 7-0. Like, this is not what you want when you play the Chiefs, because at some point it clicks, and it just didn't matter because the floodgates opened up, and it's like, yeah, Mahomes got a couple of scores there late, but that's all because of the score. It had nothing to do with the defense changes, and then they go to their prevent, and it's like, do whatever you want, because you're not scoring 5 touchdowns and beating us.
I just, you know, and again, like you said, dude, DeAndre Hopkins has been on the other team long enough to where I bet he complained about Kansas City calls at some point, Ed. He's been on the other team long enough. He's been an op long enough to complain about it. So now all of a sudden that you're wearing that red jersey, oh, what are you going to say now? We ain't said nothing then. We said it wasn't a competitive game.
Right.
And the refs had nothing to do with it.
They did not. They did not. The Eagles just a whole lot better. They just were. They were a whole lot better. They have a better roster. They proved it yesterday. There was a better team. So they had nothing to complain about.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'd love to hear from some of the listeners. I mean, to say that after this kind of game, come on, man. DeAndre, we get it. You hurt. You lost the Super Bowl. That's his first Super Bowl appearance, right? I'm thinking.
Who, DeAndre? Yeah. 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 Well, did you see the story? So DeAndre Hopkins' dad died when he was 5 years old, and the only thing his dad left him, or that they had of him, was a mink coat. Look this up, Ed. I think you'd love this story. But so his dad left a mink coat, and DeAndre Hopkins said he was only going to wear it on his wedding day or at the Super Bowl, and he wore it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's kind of one of those. And I've always liked D-Hop. You know, like, it's so weird seeing some of the guys that we considered the greats kind of be a little dusty, if you will. I know, look, he ended up finishing with a decent game, but.
Barry, it was 5 months old, not 5 years old. He was what? 5 months old. His dad died when he was five months old.
My apology. That was 5 years. No. Wow. That's all he has of him. And so he wore it yesterday. It was a pretty cool scene. What'd you think about, you guys are fashion guys, Travis Kelce with the throwback, like the 70s retro suit. You had Patrick Mahomes coming in green. Some people took kind of umbrage to that, like, oh, why are you wearing green? That's the Eagles color.
Yeah.
Well, he's Kermit.
Yeah.
And it ain't easy being green.
And Travis Kelce had to put that stupid outfit back on when he left. He looked like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he had different plans. Was he going to probably put the marriage proposal off?
Yeah, now was a tough day for him.
Speaking of that, I watched a video this weekend of an MMA fighter that had plans to propose to his girlfriend after the fight. He not only lost the fight, she said no when he proposed.
You're kidding.
Which is brutal.
Oh.
Man, what a day.
Dang.
Ain't no coming back from that.
So he proposed after he lost.
Yeah. And she was like, that ain't happening.
Wow.
Not today.
Ha, ha, ha. You didn't get the winner's check. No.
My boy Johnny did that. Garbarino.
Yeah.
He proposed after he won that fight.
But after he won. It's weird to propose like you had it all planned out and you lost. And it's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Hey, let me make this day better since I lost. Will you marry? Oh, my God. I can't believe it's this bad. Jeez.
That's got to be the worst.
Read the room.
Did he get knocked out?
Yeah.
He got knocked out. Oh. And then she knocked him out.
I think she's the one that knocked him out. That's just rough.
It would have been worse. What's the worst thing that could have happened after that? How does it get worse after that, Jeremy?
Could have been raining.
No, no, no.
What?
She left with him.
Oh, see, the guy that won. But you know, I saw the meme the other day of Mavericks fans when it was like Mavericks fans after the finals last year. This is the worst day of my life. And then there's one below. It says, this is the worst day of your life so far.
Yes, so far.
And then, obviously, with Luka leaving, now that's the worst day of your life.
And then they put you on Temptation Island. Mm. And you watch your girlfriend bang the window.
Oof. I couldn't imagine.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.